This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You may have one of those flexible spending accounts at work that take out money from your paycheck that you can use to spend tax-free on medicines, eyeglasses, and more. You can roll over some of that unspent money to the new year, but it's limited, which leads to flex accounts burning a hole in people's pockets in these final days of each year. Businesses are working to make products eligible for FSAs, hoping to capture some of those dollars. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The online herbal pharmacy Apothecary sells drink blends and tinctures for the sober curious, as well as sleep aids and other products. But founder and CEO Shizu Okusa wanted that FSA-eligible label for her products. And this year, she got it.
I felt very important for the customer to know that herbal medicine is legitimate, and it's not just something that, you know, is like the woo-woo witchy kind of side of things, which tends to be historically what herbal medicine has looked like, at least in the U.S.
People with use-it-or-lose-it FSAs tend to be higher income and working for larger employers. And almost half of them end up with money left in their accounts at the end of the plan year, says Jake Spiegel at the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
And the average amount is about $450. And so what these companies are doing, it's pretty clever because people have leftover money at the end of the year that they probably want to be spending.
To help them spend it, there are companies like TrueMed, which, for a fee, works with customers to get letters of medical necessity. So people with FSA cash can use that money for gym memberships, fitness apps, herbal supplements, even meal kit delivery. Callie Means is TrueMed's co-founder.
You know, there's no law that says medicine is a synthetic pill created by one of these big pharma companies. Medicine is what a doctor substantiates can help prevent or reverse a condition.
This is all new for companies like Apothecary. CEO Shizu Okusa says she's seen about a 10% spike in business since partnering with TrueMed and getting FSA eligibility for her products. And she says those customers are shopping differently.
We're definitely seeing customers that are buying in bulk. They're kind of spending in a way that it doesn't feel like it's their money. Like the average order value, I would say, is like close to $200.
Normally, she says, the average order is half that. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.